This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As we've been telling you, the real estate market in much of the country is coming back. If you're trying to sell a three-bed, two-bath split level, that is. If you've got a big historic building you're looking to unload, say an old factory or a hotel, it's a whole different deal. Those things can sit on the market for years until a little social media word of mouth gets going for you. Gigi Duban has that story.
The Thomas Jefferson Hotel in downtown Birmingham has been on the market for 15 years. In the lobby, we're sidestepping broken glass and trash on the floor. But it's still kind of beautiful inside.
You'll see the gingerbread markings across the top. It's very intricate design work around the ceiling here in the lobby area. And these were made by German plasterers.
That's Chip Watts, president of Watts Realty, the company selling the building. It's listed at $1.5 million. To restore the hotel, add at least $20 million.
It's been difficult to sell simply because of the size. It's over 158,000 square feet, 20 stories tall with a basement.
But Watts started noticing more people drawn to the building on social media sites.
To one point, during the summer, we were getting anywhere from 5 to 10 requests a week for people to gain access.
Watts thought, hey, this could help. So his company started checking out the keys. People would go in, take pictures, and post them online. And just like that, instant buzz.
We've had interest from all types of groups. We've had interest from paranormal groups. We've had interest from social media groups that are interested in coming in, taking photographs of the property, amateur photographers, professional photographers. Everybody wants to get inside.
Watts' company even used some of the photos in ads for the building. In other parts of the country, scores of people are trying to get a peek inside historic and abandoned buildings. They post photos on sites like Instagram and tag them with hashtags like Urbex for urban exploration. And for some Instagram users, the more dilapidated the building, the better.
Some people call that ruin porn.
That's Lee Tussman, creative director of Hidden City Philadelphia, an online news outlet that focuses on vacant and historic spots around the city.
Which is the fact that photos of broken down, abandoned, or bombed out looking spaces are very attractive.
And then there's that whole forbidden fruit thing. Tussman's group partners with property owners to give what they call managed access. The idea is essentially, hey, you don't need to trespass. We'll let you in. As an added draw, Hidden City puts art installations inside some of these vacant buildings. The hope is it'll open some doors.
People might find a new use for a space that way, someone that might want to rent it, a developer that is interested in having some kind of partnership in the area.
Then there are people like Matthew Christopher, who started Abandoned America. It's a website featuring photos of abandoned sites across the country. Lately, he's been hosting photography workshops inside old factories and retired cruise ships.
I think if people have legitimate means to go in and experience a place, 9 out of 10 people are going to want to do it that way.
But realtor Chip Watts gave people access to the Thomas Jefferson Hotel for 3 years, and things still went horribly wrong. People broke into the place dozens of times, stealing stuff and vandalizing the hotel.
We even had people that got into the property at night and shot off fireworks off the roof, and we had a base jumper that jumped off the tower.
Watts cut off access, put up boards and fences. He got bigger locks. But in the end, things seemed to have worked out. The Thomas Jefferson Hotel is now under contract. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.